Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today, Tiffany, we're planning our summer holiday. Isn't this exciting?
It is. So do you have any plans for the summer?
I'm planning to go home to Canada for a few weeks.
Oh, that sounds really nice.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to get away in the summer, especially because the cities in Taiwan, cities like Taipei or Kaohsiung, are so hot.
I agree. It's really too hot for me to handle sometimes.
All right. Well, Patricia and Brendan are also making plans, so let's check out their plans for their summer holiday.
Wild waves and wind.
Hi, Brendan. How was your trip to Kunding?
It was great. I went kite surfing.
What's that?
It's like surfing, but you use a big kite to pull your surfboard along the water.
It sounds very exciting.
It is. You can do lots of jumps and tricks as you shoot across the waves.
And how fast is it, actually?
It could go up to 100 kilometers an hour.
Wow! Isn't it hard to control the kite?
Of course. You must take lessons before you can do it.
More power!
Pull. Pull. The magician pulled a rabbit out of his hat. The magician pulled a rabbit out of his hat. Exciting. Exciting. Many people say Iron Man 3 is an exciting movie. Many people say Iron Man 3 is an exciting movie. Trick. Trick. I taught my dog a new trick to show my friends. I taught my dog a new trick to show my friends. Control. Control. Control, controlled, controlled. Greg couldn't control his car well in the snowstorm. Greg couldn't control his car well in the snowstorm.
All right, so let's take a look at our conversation. We see here that Brendan went on a trip to Kunding. So maybe it was his summer plan to go to Kunding.
Ooh.
Right, so the first sentence says, or Patricia says, "Hi, Brendan, how was your trip to Kunding?" So what Patricia asked is basically, it's another way to say, how are you? You can also say things like, how was the movie? So it's just asking someone an opinion about a certain topic.
Okay, so I hope he had a good time. Let's find out what Brendan did in Kunding. He says, it was great. I went kite surfing. That must be a kind of sport.
And I wonder what that is. And I think Patricia asks my question for you. Patricia says, what's that?
I want to know too. Brendan tells us, it's like surfing, but you use a big kite to pull your surfboard along the water. Very interesting. So most people know surfing. That's when you ride a board, a surfboard, on the water, on the waves. And in this sport, kite surfing, you use a kite, a big kite, up in the sky to pull your surfboard. To pull something is to use your power, to use muscles or to use a car maybe, to move something, generally by going in front of it and pulling it behind you. So maybe it's on a rope or you're holding on to it and you're leaning forward, you're moving forward, and the thing you're moving is behind you. The way horses, of course, used to pull things a long time ago. Pull is spent P-U-L-L, P-U-L-L. Our example sentence, the magician pulled a rabbit out of his hat. That's right. They always pull the rabbit by the ears, don't they?
Right. And Brendan said it's kind of like surfing. So have you ever tried surfing, Mike?
I haven't. I know it's very popular, but I've never tried it.
Well, it sounds really fun. And Patricia then says, it sounds very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It definitely does, because we can call these type of sports extreme sports. And these sports involve a little bit of danger and maybe a little bit of risk. And not to mention, you might use a lot of energy. So that's why Patricia will say it's very exciting. And exciting is also our word pair word. Exciting is an adjective and it means something that causes great interest. Okay. So for example, if you like the Iron Man movie series, that movie can be very exciting. And this is just like what our example sentence says. It says, many people say Iron Man 3 is an exciting movie. Many people say Iron Man 3 is an exciting movie.
Mm-hmm. All right. Brendan says it is. It is very exciting. You can do lots of jumps and tricks as you shoot across the waves. Okay, jumps and tricks. That's what people like to do when they're kite surfing or maybe when they're skateboarding. To jump, of course, is to move up in the air very quickly. And a trick is some kind of action that you do. It takes some skill, maybe some practice. And you do this action so people go, wow, or cool, or how did you do that? So things like jumping a bicycle a long way or riding your bicycle on only one wheel. Ooh, it's a little bit dangerous. But if you practice and you're careful, you might be able to do a trick like people do when they're kite surfing or skateboarding, too. It's not just humans who can do tricks, it's animals, too. Our example sentence says, I taught my dog a new trick to show my friends. I taught my dog a new trick to show my friends. I'll do a trick right now. Are you ready, Tiffany?
I am.
I'm going to spell the word trick. T-R-I-C-K.
Yay.
Wasn't that a good trick?
That was awesome.
No, that was a boring trick.
All right. So then Patricia then says, and how fast is it actually? Because I'm assuming that waves can be really strong and powerful.
That's true.
So Patricia asks, how fast is it actually? So previously we used how to ask about someone's opinion on a certain topic. And we can also use this as a greeting when we want to know how that person is doing. But let's take a look at our 英文快译通 to look at more ways to use how.
Hello, everyone. I'm your teacher, Jeffrey. Now I will read a sentence and you repeat it after me. How do you do?
How do you do?
How is your work?
How is 英文的?
How tall are you?
How tall are you?
究竟这位太太和老师念的真的是同一种语言吗? 明天同一时间请继续收听玫瑰随便演。
How are you today, students?How are you? 相信是大家学英文时入门的第一句话。虽然听起来很简单，不过其实 how 在造疑问句时会有三种不同的问句类型。首先，我们来看第一种 ，how 加 be 动词的疑问句，这是用来询问状况、状态的问法，可以问天气啊、健康啊，所以 how are you？ 你好吗？也就是问人家状态好不好的意思。How is the weather? 天气怎么样呢？也就是要问天气的状况。How is the weather? 第二种 ,how 加助动词的疑问句是用来询问方法或是以什么样的方式。例如 How do you go to school every day? How do you go to school every day?
这句不是问你去学校的状况如何哦，而是问你到学校的方式，是走路呢，骑脚踏车，还是搭公车？第三种 ，how 加上形容词或者是副词，就是用来询问程度。比方 ，How old are you？ How 加上形容词 old， 就是问你年纪的程度，也就是你几岁的意思。另外，同学们很常搞混的 How often 是指多久一次，就是问频率。How long 多久是指时间花费的程度，还有 How far 多远，这是距离的程度，这些都要分清楚哦。好，最后复习一下 ，How 加上 be 动词的疑问句是询问状况 ，How 加上助动词呢，则是询问方法。最后 ，how 加上形容词或者是副词，则是询问程度。好啦，那时间又到咯，下次再见，拜拜。
欢迎收听《玫瑰随便演》。
Okay, that's all for today. Have a good day, students.
哇，我今天学足侪呢，我要回去念给我儿子听，让他知道老妈也是很会讲英文的。嘿、hey, 好毒又毒还好意思用文的，真是好逗哎哟。
All right, well, it can be fast kite surfing because, of course, the wind is moving your surfboard. And if the wind is strong, it can be pretty scary. Mm. Let's check out how fast. Brendan says, it could go up to 100 kilometers an hour.
Yikes.
Wow, that's really fast. That's as fast as a car can drive on the highway. 100 kilometers an hour. I guess you would need a very strong wind to blow you that fast. Of course, you're not always going 100 kilometers an hour. Brendan says it can go up to. So that's the top number, 100 kilometers an hour, of course, on a windy day. On an average day, a normal day, you might go, 30 or 40 kilometers an hour, and of course, if you're unlucky and there's no wind, you'll go 0 kilometers an hour. So it can be slow, it can be okay, but it can also be really fast. 100 kilometers an hour. It sounds dangerous.
It sounds really scary. Mm-hmm. I've been surfing before, and I think just the waves alone, that's quite scary. But
right.
I can't imagine...like surfing and then adding wind to that, mm-hmm. you would really have to, I guess, train or have someone training in order to kite surf.
I would think so, yeah.
All right. Okay, so let's take a look at our conversation. Patricia then says, wow, isn't it hard to control the kite? I would imagine so because you're going at such a fast speed.If you do go up to 100 kilometers an hour,
mm-hmm.
okay, so it might be hard to control the kite because you might be going too fast or the wind could be blowing too hard. Okay, so control here is our word power word, and it means to make something do what you want. Okay, so for example, you can control a car or you can control the TV channels using your remote control, okay?So let's take a look at our word power sentence. Our sentence is, Greg couldn't control his car well in the snowstorm. Greg couldn't control his car well in the snowstorm. And you know what else you can control?
What?
You can control your arms from moving up and down.
Yes.
You can control your eyes from blinking.
Yes.
But you can't control your heart from beating because it does it on its own.
That's true. I guess you can control it from beating too fast by
yes.
taking a rest. But you're right. If you could control your heart, you could kill yourself.
Yeah.
That would be not good. All right. So most of the things in our body are in our control. And hopefully your kite surfboard, kite board, board kite thing is also under control. But Brendan says before you try it, you must take lessons before you can do it, before you can go kite surfing. That's good advice. Always take lessons. Find a teacher, find a coach to teach you how to do something safely. All right, we'll be back. All right, so kite surfing sounds like Brendan had a pretty exciting time in Kendeng.
Definitely. And actually, I've never tried kite surfing before, but I've seen people kite surf.
That's true, yeah. Of course, there are many types of surfing, aren't there? Not just the one we think of when you're standing on a board. There's also windsurfing, where you have a sail, kind of like a sailboat. Windsurfing is windsurfing. That's pretty fun, too. But also, you'd need to have some classes. You need someone to teach you how to do it. And I think as a windsurfer, that's someone who does windsurfing, you have to be quite strong, too.
I can't do it then.
Pull up the sail when it falls in the water. That's very popular in Penghu. You can see a lot of people doing windsurfing in Penghu because it's so windy. How about body surfing? That's pretty easy.
I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, that one's not too bad. Body surfing, basically, you just... Well, what is body surfing? You just play in the waves.
Yeah, when the waves come, you just jump and let the waves carry you to shore.
So it's kind of like surfing, but there's no board.
You just use your body.
And you just lie down and kind of swim in the wave as it pushes you towards the beach. So that's one you probably can't take lessons. I don't know what they would say.
That takes a special skill.
I'd like body surfing lessons, they would say. Okay, there's the ocean. Get in it. And that's about it. Yeah. There's your lesson. It's quite simple and much cheaper than the other ones, but certainly not as exciting as kite surfing. So we'll find out more about this exciting new sport tomorrow. Join us then.
Save $100 NT when you spend $1,000 NT.
Save $100 NT when you spend $1,000 NT.
大家好，我是 Evita， 欢迎收听 A Plus 小聚会。同学们，过了这几天的训练，有没有对于折扣优惠的关键字变得更敏锐啊？今天的小聚会也是要教大家一句很常见的促销方式，就是。Save $100 NT when you spend $1,000 NT. 中文的意思就是买一千送一百。其实呢，这种促销方式挺 tricky， 有点狡猾哦。若照字面上的意思就是，当消费者结账金额满1000元，店家会直接回扣100元。还有一种就是消费满1000元，然后店家送你一张100元的消费礼券。同学们喜欢哪一种呢？好啦，那回到句子中有两个关键字，而且它们有相反的字义，一个是 save， 在这个句子里是省去、省下的意思，而另外一个字相信同学们绝对不陌生，就是 spend， 花费的意思。而且啊，每次周年庆百货公司也会有买3000送300的活动，那同学们一起来照样造句，英文的说法就是Save $300 NT when you spend $3,000 NT. 而且通常百货公司都是赠送礼券。那在这边跟大家补充礼券这个字 ,coupon, 它有两种念法，一种是 coupon, 又有人念 coupon。所以啊，中文就音译出酷碰券的说法。最后同学们，我们再复习一次今天的小聚会。下次见咯，拜拜。
Save $100 NT when you spend $1,000 NT.
Save $100 NT when you spend $1,000 NT.
Wild waves and wind.
Hi, Brendan. How was your trip to Kendeng?
It was great. I went kite surfing.
What's that?
It's like surfing, but you use a big kite to pull your surfboard along the water.
It sounds very exciting.
It is. You can do lots of jumps and tricks as you shoot across the waves.
And how fast is it, actually?
It could go up to 100 kilometers an hour.
Wow, isn't it hard to control the kite?
Of course, you must take lessons before you can do it.
Pull. Pull. The magician pulled a rabbit out of his hat. The magician pulled a rabbit out of his hat. Exciting. Exciting. Many people say Iron Man 3 is an exciting movie. Many people say Iron Man 3 is an exciting movie. Trick. Trick. I taught my dog a new trick to show my friends. I taught my dog a new trick to show my friends. Control. Control. Control, controlled, controlled. Greg couldn't control his car well in the snowstorm. Greg couldn't control his car well in the snowstorm.